It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A service organization for the arts community of Birmingham, England, is in Pittsburgh to do research on how the Steel City, a town comparable in size to Birmingham, is positioning the arts to benefit the community. Birmingham also happens to be a sister city with Pittsburgh. I'm joined now by phone from the Cultural District by one of the members of the Birmingham Arts Partnership, Anna Williams, Finance Director for the Birmingham Royal Ballet. Anna Williams, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm enjoying our visit to Pittsburgh very much.
I understand this is your first time in our city.
It's first time in the city. It's first time for me in the States as well.
Well, we're glad that you're enjoying making your way around the city. Who have you met with and what have you learned so far, Anna?
Well, so far in Pittsburgh, we have been hosted by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. And really, this morning, we've been talking to staff and representatives at GPAC because we are looking at how we might develop or formalize the operation of a similar organization in Birmingham to really sort of work on behalf and advocate and create sustainable and vibrant arts ecology and economy within the city. And what learning we can glean from the States where these sorts of organizations are much more established than they are in the UK.
And what drew you to Pittsburgh? I know that you're making your way around the United States, and there are other cities on your itinerary: Boston, New York, Philadelphia. So, Pittsburgh is a smaller city. We're certainly very different. So, what made this a place that you felt you compelled to come to?
Well, a number of reasons, really. I think I have been doing some research over the last 12 months or so, as to say, about this sort of model of operating both in the UK and internationally, and looking at some models in the States. I also, strange enough, have a colleague who works with another of the major ballet companies in the UK who used to work in Pittsburgh, and was talking to her about the experience of Pittsburgh many years ago, really around the sort of, I suppose, pre the financial crash, around some of the larger institutions starting to work together better. And also, I think Pittsburgh has many similarities to Birmingham as a city in terms of its history. They're both sort of very wealthy and industrial cities in their past, but as that traditional industry has declined, cities that are looking at how they reinvent, they reinvigorate themselves. And funnily enough, this is something I've only learned relatively recently, is that a lot of the wealth in Pittsburgh now around universities and medical services is actually very similar to where new wealth is coming from in Birmingham too. So for a number of reasons, there's actually lots and lots of resonances between the two cities. And like Birmingham, you have a very old tradition, an old established arts infrastructure, but we're also looking at cities with massively changing demographics, and looking at not just large established organizations, but really how we create the vibrancy right through that arts ecology, from big world-class organizations like the one I work for, right through to grassroots and community arts, and also how we ensure that artists want to live and work in our cities.
And are you saying that that the funding challenges that you face in Birmingham are similar to the ones we face here? Because certainly there has been a decrease in arts funding in the United States. So what are you facing those similar challenges?
And we're facing very, very similar challenges. The thing that makes the UK funding infrastructure very different, and where I think we can learn from the States, is the fact that historically most of the money that has come into the sort of subsidized art center has come directly through central or local government. And what's happening now, obviously, sort of post the financial crash, but also, I don't know to the extent that you're aware, but we're having a very big contraction in the public financing in the UK. A sort of government strategy really is to reduce the amount of public expenditure and to sort of find other ways of delivering those services. So what we're looking at the moment in the UK is one, a changing, a contracting public purse, but then a real step change, therefore, for organisations like mine and for cities, where that money actually comes from, and developing, I think, much more a culture or around fundraising from private individuals, from philanthropic trusts, those sorts of things. So that's something that you have a more established mechanism for in the States, and we are, some of us, larger organisations have, again, quite sophisticated and established fundraising structures, but it's, we're all dealing with a more complex environment, I think, on funding is how I describe it. So it's big, a lot of learning is going on at the moment.
Well, that's good to hear. Anna, we have about 30 seconds or so left. What I wanted to ask you before we wrapped up, what do you feel it's important for people to know about what the arts create for the community?
I think the arts create, I think they create a sense of place, they create a sense of identity, I think they help create a sense of aspiration for cities and individuals, and I think they create enjoyment, and I think we would have a very poor and sad world without the arts. So I think they reflect us back to ourselves and make us think, but also they give us fun and pleasure and they move us. So, we need them.
Anna Williams is finance director for the Birmingham Royal Ballet. She is in Pittsburgh as part of a group from Birmingham, the Birmingham Arts Partnership, looking at what Pittsburgh, a town comparable in size to Birmingham, is doing to position the arts to benefit the community. Anna Williams, thank you so much for being with us, joining us by phone from the Cultural District here in Pittsburgh. Enjoy your stay in our city.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure. Goodbye.
So long. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Monday on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll look at what the state has learned from its review of scores from standardized tests and an interview with Rod Argent of the Zombies, who are bringing their Odyssey and Oracle tour to Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everybody.